أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. إن الحمد لله نستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أفضل الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, today I want to talk about a very serious issue. Very serious issue that unfortunately most of us don't pay enough attention to, despite of its seriousness. And just for openers, I'm going to recite the hadith of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam just to put us into the mood of what we want to discuss. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, دَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ دَأَ الْأُمَمِ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. The diseases of the umam, of the nations that came before you, have affected you. Al-hasad, envy, wal-baghda, hatred or animosity. Wal-baghda huya al-haliqa, and animosity or al-baghda is the shaver. La aqulu haliqat al-sha'r, I don't say it shaves off the hair. Walakinna haliqat al-deen, it shaves off religion. Walladhi nafsi والذي نفس محمد بيده لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. And he swears by whose soul Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is in his hand, you will not go into heaven until you believe. ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا. And you will not be categorized as believers until you love each other. ألا أدلكم على ما تحبون به. Shall I give you directions? What do I mean by love each other? How do you do it? How do you achieve that? أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Have peace amongst yourselves. Have peace amongst each other. Now, just to highlight the importance of what the Prophet ﷺ says. He says that animosity shaves off religion. He didn't say shaves off al-Iman, not the belief, but the religion. And when he talks about religion, probably means salah, siyam, zakah, hajj. So, we might go out, we might be doing our salah, our prayers, we might be waking up for fajr every day, we might be doing salat qiyam every night, we might be doing hajj and umrah every year, but because of animosity between me and one of my brothers, or one of my sisters, all these actions, all these deeds would be shaved off, would go down the drain. This is how serious this issue is. Another hadith, which again highlights the importance of what we're talking about here. إثنان لا ترفع صلاتهما فوق رأسيهما شبرا. There are two categories of people whose prayer doesn't raise beyond their head by more than a thing in a hand breadth, which means that the prayer is not accepted. أخواني متصارمان وعاق لوالدي. So Allah, the Prophet brings to our attention two categories, two types of people whose actions, including their salah, even if it's done with, you know, great khushu', is not accepted. One of them is عاق لوالدي. We know that if you're not kind to your parents. But the more important thing, أخواني متصارمان. Two brothers, and of course, you know that in Arabic language, it's always directs the talk for the masculine, but it means masculine and feminine. It doesn't mean just two brothers. It means two brothers, two sisters, brother and sister, etc. Mutasariman. Mutasariman means there are two who've got a problem between them that forces them not to talk to each other, not even to salute each other when they meet. This is how serious this can be. If we fall into this category, our prayers are in vain. They are not accepted. All our good deeds are in vain. They are not accepted. Another one. يغفر لكل يغفر لكل الناس في الأرض إلا المتصارمين. Anybody can ask for forgiveness and will be forgiven, except two brothers. And I said two brothers mean two brothers or two sisters. Mutasarimain means they have a difference between them. They've got a problem between them to the extent that they don't talk to each other and they don't salute each other when they meet. And this, of course, applies to individuals or groups. So whether it's two groups that have got a problem between them to that extent or two brothers or two people. So either individuals or groups. Now, let's look at the Quran, because we always like to get our proofs from the Quran and from the Sunnah. Let's look at the Quran and see what the Quran says. The Quran says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, we know that, do taqwa. But what does taqwa mean? أَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ, ذَاتَ الْبَيْنِ, it means what is between you. Interrelationships. The interactions between groups or individuals, how you have relations between each other. أَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Keep this in good shape. In Surah Al-Anfal, the opening verse, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ قُلْ الْأَنْفَالُ لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. They ask you about the Anfal, they say it is for Allah and the Rasul, and then, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you have iman, if you are believers, then you must perform taqwa and you must follow what the Prophet and Allah and the Prophet order you to do. But before that, it says, وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. So make sure that you correct any misunderstandings amongst yourselves, whether it's a group or an individual. Another verse in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ أَخْوَةٌ. Believers are brothers. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. If you want to have mercy, have good relations amongst yourselves. And if there are people amongst you who've got problems between them, then make it good. Intermediate to make these problems resolved. That's if you want to have Allah's mercy. If you want it, great, that's the way. If you don't want it, then it's up to you. Surah Fussilat. وَلَا تَشْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَسَّيِّئَةِ اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ. Now the Quran is telling us how to do that. How do you deal with these problems? How do you deal with misunderstandings? How do you deal with animosity? لَا تَشْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَسَّيِّئَةِ. The good and the bad are not equal. They are very different. ادفع بالتي هي أحسن. Answer back in a good, nice manner. فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. Then whoever there is animosity between you and him will become a dear friend or a dear brother to you. So the Quran is giving us directions. If you have a misunderstanding, if you have a problem with one of your brothers or sisters, as I said, I won't keep repeating that, then say the best you can say. Say good, talk in a good way, talk in a nice way. Now let's carry on with the ayat to understand again from the Quran. So it says, اتفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي الحميم. Talk in a good way and this animosity will change into friendship. وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم. And who يلقاها means who is going to get into heaven. Only those who have got patience. Only those who can endure and not just be reactionary. Only those who can experience and practice patience. And those people are people who have got very good luck. And it refers to Hazrat Azim here. Luck is not just being lucky. It means that you can experience patience. It means that you can be patient with people who might wrong you. It means that you have the ability to talk in a nice way even to people who have wronged you. Let's carry on and see the next ayah in the same surah Fussilat. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِدْ بِاللَّهِ. And if the shaitan pokes you, أستعد بالله, say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Because this is the shaitan poking you. This is the shaitan installing animosity between you and your brother, or between you and your sister. It is the work of the shaitan. Unfortunately, it is the work of the two worst enemies. It's usually the shaitan and the nafs. The nafs through the ego and the shaitan. Because what else does the shaitan want? The shaitan wants us all, or whoever he can, get out of God's mercy as he has been kicked out of God's mercy. And the Quran tells us, if you do these actions, if you don't follow this, you're going to be out of the mercy. If you want the mercy, that's what you should do. Now, let's carry on again with the hadith and the Quran. Narrated by Abi Ayyub al-Ansari. لا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاث. It is not allowable for a Muslim to be on bad terms and not to talk to his brother, and again, brother or sister, more than 3 days. 3 days is the maximum. يلتقيان فيعرض هذا ويعرض هذا. So when they meet, both of them are going to have a chance to talk, or to say salam first, or to salute first. وَخَيْرَهُمَا الَّذِي يَبْدَأ بِالسَّلَامِ. The better of the two is the one who starts with the salutation. The better of the two is the one who breaks the ice. And the scholars have informed us, when the two brothers or two sisters meet, who have got problems, if they salute each other, if they talk to each other, they are given 70 rahmah, 70 mercies. 69 of these mercies go to the one who takes the initiative. 69 of these mercies are for the one who breaks the ice first. And one goes to the one who returns the compliment or returns the salam. Another hadith on Abi Darda. ألا أخبركم بأفضل من درجة الصيام والصلاة والصدقة؟ Shall I tell you something? That's Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam talking, of course. Shall I tell you something that is better than prayer, than fasting, and then giving صدقة, giving charity? And the Sahaba said, yes, please do. قال صلاح ذات البين فإن فساد ذات البين هي الحالقة. To have good relations amongst you, to correct any misunderstandings amongst you. Because having bad relationships, having ill feelings between brothers or between sisters, is al-haliqa, again the shaver, same as the first hadith. So, he actually categorizes trying to improve relationship, trying to resolve misunderstandings, as being better than prayer, fasting, and giving sadaqat. Now, of course, the first reaction is going to be, well, it's easy to say that, but you know, it's very difficult to practically, you know, to put it into practice, because each and every one of us has got an ego. Each and every one of us is egotistic. Each and every one of us feels that, you know, look, I'm right, he is wrong. He has done me wrong. It's very difficult for me. Why should I go and talk to him? So, if somebody has done you wrong, do you just keep quiet about it? No. That's not what the Quran says. In Surah An-Nisa, Allah tells us very clearly, لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم. وكان الله سميعا عليما. Allah does not like people to talk publicly about evil, except if you have been misdone. إن تبدو خيرا أو تخفوه وتعفو عن سوء فإن الله كان عفوا قديرا. But look at the rest of the surah. Look at the rest of what Allah tells us. If you talk out, if you speak out because you've been hard done, or you keep it quiet and forgive, فإن الله كان عفوا غفورا قديرا. عفوا قديرا. Allah is also forgiving and able. So yes, if you are being hard done, you have the right to speak out. You've got a choice, you can speak out, or you can forgive. And if you forgive, it is the better, because Allah is also forgiving, Allah will forgive you. Now, in Surah Ali Imran,
is regarding which short of time. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ عُدَّةِ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And hasten for the forgiveness of Allah and for the heavens that are the width of the heavens and the earth that has been prepared for the muttaqeen. And then it categorizes who are these muttaqeen. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالدَّرَّاءِ. Those who spend in good times and in hard times. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْزِ. And those who suppress their anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And those who forgive people. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah loves those who even go the extra step and do good to these who have wronged them. The next verse, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. And if they do wrong, they remember Allah and they ask Allah for forgiveness. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they do not insist on the wrongdoing now that they know. So now we know. Now we have been warned. It is not allowable to have misunderstandings, and it's not allowable to have bad relations, and it's not allowable to have hatreds between each other. Allah tells us quite clearly here that if you want to have if you want to categorize yourself as muhsin, then you must not insist on wrongdoing now that you know what is the right doing. I'm just going to end up very quickly with a quick hadith, a quick story. Sayyidina Ali, alayhi afdal salat, radiallahu anhu, that he had a maid who was pouring water onto his hand to wash his hand after he ate. So she poured the water, it was boiling hot, it burned his hands. So he got very angry and he got up and he was about to strike her. And she reminded him of this ayah. She said, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْزِ. Those who suppress their anger. And he immediately remembered and said, I suppress my anger. So she said, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And those who forgive people. So he said, I forgive you. And then she said, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah likes those who give charity, go a step further. He said, اذهبي فأنت طليقة. So he set her free. She was a slave. Of course, we might not be able to raise to that standard of Sayyidina Ali, but at least we can learn from them and learn from the way they used to apply religion to their lives, and we don't just listen to Quran and not apply it to our lives. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, on a slightly different tangent, although it is still related to what we're talking about, just need to remind you that we are still trying our best to get our message project, and we are still trying to get as much donations as we can for the masjid project. Let me just remind you of a hadith of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he says, إِذَا مَاتَ الرَّجُلُ. When a person dies, man or woman, انْقَطَعَ عَمَلَهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. That's it. He can't do any more actions. Nothing else is written in his books except for three things. The three things are عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ, some sort of knowledge that people can still benefit from, أو ولد صالح يدعو له, or if he has a daughter or a son who are well brought up and they keep doing dua for him after his death or her death, of course. أو صدقة جارية. صدقة جارية means something, a charity that continues to benefit people after the death. So this صدقة جارية can either be a well where people can drink from, or can be a masjid where people can pray in, or can be a place to gather Muslims, just as the project that we are trying to bring up here. That's the project that we're trying to do here. So whoever takes part in this effort is going to be a sadaqa jariya for him or for her after their death. It continues to work as long as this project exists. Now, just to remind you of something else very quickly, that
Sadaqah does not necessarily mean the money that you pay only. Because if you give me money and I give it to the project, or I'm just handling the money for the project, then I get thawab just like you. You get your thawab and I get my thawab. So the brothers and sisters who are going everywhere to try and make collections for this project are getting their sadaqah jariyah, inshaAllah. That's going to continue to work for them long after they've gone, inshaAllah. So it's not only the money. Here I want to just highlight very important point, because sometimes when we talk about sadaqah, it is taken as being money. There are several forms of sadaqat. Sadaqat can take a lot of forms. For example, money of course is the one that we all know about. It can be food and clothing. So if you donate food or clothing, it is still a sadaqah. However, there are two other types of sadaqat which I want to highlight, because one of them at least many of us are not aware of. However, I'll come to that in a minute. So the third type of sadaqah is effort. Whether this is physical, whether it's research, whether it's intellectual. So if you spend your time trying to do something for the sake of Allah, whether you're just spending the time, or you're putting the effort, or you're making some research in the Quran or the Sunnah, etc., it all counts as sadaqah. However, there are these two types of sadaqat that some of us are not aware of. One of them is called sadaqat al-amana, and that is the sadaqah of honesty. So, for example, we collect all these funds and we hand them over to a certain person who looks after it. Now, this person is keeping this money safe and making sure it is spent properly, honestly, because he only wishes to please Allah, not because he's afraid of anybody else. And this is a form of sadaqah. So if a person does that, it is sadaqah. Other forms of sadaqah, for example, smiling. If you smile in your brother's face, but you smile genuinely, it is a sadaqah. If you salute them, if you are merciful, this is all form of sadaqat. Now I'm going to end up with the form of sadaqah that very few of us unfortunately know about, which is called sadaqat al-karama. And please listen carefully to that, because it's a bit difficult to comprehend exactly, especially with the translation. Al-karama translates as integrity, or self-respect, or ego, or a combination of all of them. So what does sadaqat al-karama mean? You could give up what appears to be to people like you're giving up part of your integrity, or part of your reputation, or part of your ego. You might appear to be degrading yourself, but you're doing it for the sake of Allah. For example, if I strike my friend here, he can strike me back. But if he chooses not to do that for the sake of Allah, he might appear to other people like being chicken. He's afraid, but he's doing it for the sake of Allah. He is giving a sadaqah from his karama, from his what appears to be his ego or his integrity, for the sake of Allah. It's a very fine line. It's a very difficult balance between ego, self-respect, and selflessness for the sake of Allah. I hope I made it a bit clear, but it is always a very crucial point when there are misunderstandings. It's a very crucial point when there are problems, because usually in any misunderstanding, in any argument, every party tries to prove themselves as being right. And even if somehow inside they feel that they are not right, and this is where ego might come to play, they will not admit that they are mistaken. But this is where sadaqat al-karama takes you to the higher level. Even if you know that you are right, even if you know that you are not mistaken, even if you know that the other party is the transgressor, you might, for the sake of settling an argument, for the sake of avoiding a conflict, give in and say, I'm sorry, I was mistaken, even if you are not. It's difficult, it's hard, but it probably pays off a lot. Now, I've just been given a piece of paper here, so I read it out to you. Brother Mazhar Iqbal from Slough passed away on Wednesday from cancer, and a request to make dua for him. So let's all make dua for him, that Allah may make it easy on him in his su'al, and bless him and forgive him for all his sins, and forgive us all when we are where he is now. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت، وعافنا فيمن عافيت، وتولنا فيمن توليت، وبارك اللهم لنا فيما أعطيت، وقنا واصرف عنا برحمتك شر ما قضيت، فإنك سبحانك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك، إنه لا يعز من عاديت ولا يذل من وليت، تباركت يا ربنا وتعاليت، لك الحمد على ما أنعمت به وأوليت، ولك الشكر على ما قضيت. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك، وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم، وأقم الصلاة وارحموا الله.